USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky deliver a virtual address to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. They said the Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression and to passing legislation to cripple and isolate the Russian economy, as well as deliver humanitarian, security, and economic assistance to Ukraine. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has announced that the Fed will be raising borrowing rates several times this year, starting on Wednesday with a quarter-point increase to its benchmark short-term rate. Policymakers will also discuss when and how fast to shrink the Fed's $9 trillion in bond holdings, a step that would also affect the tightening credit for consumers and businesses. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
China is now facing its worst COVID crisis since it started in early 2020, when the world first witnessed an entire population lockdown to contain the coronavirus in Wuhan and its surrounding province. 2 years later, it's sending tens of millions of people back into lockdown in the entire northeastern province of Jilin, where 24 million people live, and the southern cities of Shenzhen and Dongguan, with 17.5 million and 10 million people, respectively. China, the last major country to pursue a zero COVID policy, reported 1,437 cases. That's a four-fold jump in the last week. Jury selection has started in the trial of a man charged with killing former NBA player Lorenzen White, whose body was found in a swampy field 12 years ago in Memphis, Tennessee. Billy Ray Turner has pled not guilty to charges of first-degree murder and conspiracy and could face life in prison if convicted. Paul Hagerman said the trial is expected to take a week to 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
With the price of gas rising every day, China has ideas to get new energy.
China is jumping back onto coal as a main energy source. With fears of energy shortages growing around the world and concerns that rising coronavirus cases could choke economic growth at home, China's leaders are doubling down on fossil fuels. Faced with global energy turmoil, China announced Monday it will be returning to coal-burning power by starting new construction on generators using coal to turn the turbines. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Activists supporting same-sex marriage in the Cayman Islands and Bermuda received a heavy blow following a ruling by the top appeals court in London. The United Kingdom's Privy Council, which serves as the final court of appeals for several islands in the Caribbean, sided with the government of Bermuda, which had fought a local Supreme Court decision to allow gay marriage. Country icon Dolly Parton has officially bowed out of her nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022. She shared her decision on Twitter, writing, "I'm extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock Hall of Fame. I don't feel I've earned that right. I really don't want votes to be split because of me, so I must respectfully bow out." She also said, "This has inspired me to put out a hopefully great rock and roll album at some point in my career, which I've always wanted to do." She also wished the nominees good luck and thanks again for the compliment. The inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be announced in May. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.